This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A former policeman killed 34 people, including 22 children, in a gun rampage at a daycare center in Thailand Thursday, police said, later shooting dead his wife and child at their home before turning the weapon on himself. Police identified the attacker as a former member of the force who was dismissed from his post last year over drug allegations. The man had been facing trial on a drug charge and had been in court in the hours before the shooting, a police spokesperson told broadcaster Thai PBS. The spokesperson added the suspect had come to collect his child from the daycare center, but opened fire when he did not find him. A police official said witnesses saw the gunman wielding a knife in the attack as well. Leaders from around 44 European countries are gathering in Prague Thursday to launch a European political community aimed at boosting security and economic prosperity across the continent. The summit includes the 27 members of the European Union, along with Britain and Turkey and other nations in the Balkans and Eastern Europe. The forum is the brainchild of French President Emmanuel Macron and backed by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The one major European power not invited is Russia. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says the meeting, quote, is a way of looking for a new order without Russia, end quote, in the wake of Russia's nearly eight-month-old invasion of Ukraine. Macron said a priority was to establish European electricity interconnection lines and to lower gas prices in Europe. A crime scene investigation of the damages on the Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines has strengthened the suspicions of gross sabotage, the Swedish Security Service said Thursday. For more on these and other stories, please follow us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian-American Bakir Namasi arrived Wednesday in the United Arab Emirates to receive medical care after being allowed to leave Iran. Iran convicted the 85-year-old former United Nations official of collaborating with a hostile government in 2016 and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. He was transferred to house arrest in 2018 on medical grounds. His son was also convicted in 2016 on the same charges. The U.S. says the charges against both father and son are baseless. Dozens of clinics have stopped providing abortions in the United States since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
An analysis by the Guttmacher Institute found that ever since the U.S. Supreme Court left abortion rights up to the states, at least 66 clinics in 15 states have stopped providing abortions, with the number of clinics dropping from 79 to 13. The Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights, says nationally there were more than 800 abortion clinics in 2020. The new report does not include data on hospitals and physicians, but the Institute notes that clinics provide most of the U.S. abortions. I'm Donna Warder.
A former official with the online ride-sharing firm Uber has been convicted for allegedly covering up the company's data breach. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The former chief security officer for Uber has been convicted of trying to cover up a 2016 data breach in which hackers accessed millions of customer records. Authorities say Joseph Sullivan was convicted Wednesday in San Francisco of federal charges for concealing the breach in which hackers stole data of 57 million users and 600,000 driver's license numbers. Prosecutors say Sullivan concealed the breach from the Federal Trade Commission and secretly paid the hackers $100,000 in return for promising not to release the data. Uber's new management uncovered the truth in 2017 and made the breach public. The hackers pleaded guilty in 2019 to computer fraud conspiracy charges. Sullivan remains free on bond pending sentencing and could face a total of 8 years in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French author Annie Arnaud won the 2022 Nobel Prize in Literature Thursday. The award-giving body said she won, quote, for the courage and clinical acuity with which she uncovers the roots, estrangements, and collective restraints of personal memory, end quote. And recapping our top story, a former policeman is accused of killing 34 people, including 22 children, in a gun rampage at a daycare center in Thailand Thursday. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.